Welcome to the next guest from the 973 show. Someone who I'm sure is all set to roll your passion into colors. Vinita Vinod Kumar. Welcome to the podcast, Vinita.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
It's so nice to have a topic called colors to be discussed, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
And you are a person who is so passionate about colors. And understanding your journey, you've done so much experimenting to reach those shades, those beautiful shades. Well, I'm sure I'm talking a lot of things which is not making sense to many out there.
Yeah.
And that's what this podcast is all about, Vinita. Tell us about yourself to begin with.
So my name is Vinita Vinod Kumar. I was born here and brought up also. I studied in Indian school. I did my bachelor's and master's in marketing. And with over a decade of professional experience, I've worked in marketing and in ISO-related aspects. Now, I think over the years, the corporate life got a little black and white, and that's pretty much where the colors came in. So, that's
where I love the way you bridged your passion again into the profession that you were in, though I doubt if people out there would agree with that. For a person like you who is, again, I will repeat the word passionate about colors, definitely the world out would be all black and white, though black and white are also colors, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I love black, so, you know, I shouldn't.
Right.
It's the base, yeah.
Okay, so that brings us to why you're here today with us, and that is the beautiful name Swirlcraft.
Yeah.
Swirlcraft, Swirlcraft.
Yes.
Go check it out on the Instagram. It's so colorful, trust me. Vinita, tell us about Swirlcraft.
So Swirlcraft is essentially a colorant, as in what it is a business for pigment powders. Now, a lot of people might get confused. To just break it down into simple terms, when you look at your eyeshadow palette, that is pigments. When you look at a car, let's say when you look at Toyota Camry and you say that's pearl white, that's actually pigments.
Okay.
When you look at a Pepsi can and you see that pearlescent shade, that's actually pigments. So pigments are colorants and they have universal applications. So to break it down, it comes from mica stone, which is found in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So mica stone is taken, it's crushed. And once it's crushed, either titanium dioxide is added or iron oxide. These are chemicals. I know it's sounding a little off.
It looks like a chemistry class.
Yeah, it looks like it might sound like, but to get into the basic, that's what gives the pigments. They're either white shade colors or the completely colored variations.
Okay.
Now, as far as pigments, all I say is, if there is a binder, a clear binder, you can use it in anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I use it as my eyeshadow. You can use it as highlighter, blush, bronzer. I mean, even to the point where you can use it in your bath and body stuff. So you can make soap.
Mm-hmm.
You can make bath bombs. Now, let's say if you're going to other things, like let's say polymer, you can use it in polymer clay.
Okay.
So you can create, you know, small little magnets or jewelry items from that. But the most prominent one where you will actually see Swirlcraft is in cars, because I work with there's a shop called Dipstop in Salmabad.
Okay.
So they are exclusively into specialty automotive coatings.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who goes in there, I always say, you know, whenever they approach, I say, pick any color under the sun and it can be recreated.
Okay.
And I mean, you have to see, I've got some beautiful pictures of the cars that, you know, have been done with Swirlcraft pigments. They're beautiful. There's just no words to describe them.
I can see you're getting breathless when you're explaining that feeling of yours.
Yeah. But other than cars, you can use them for bikes. You can use them as, you know, you can paint your refrigerator with them as long as you can. You do your walls, furniture. I mean, it's endless.
Anything.
It's
all right.
Endless application.
Very interesting. Tell me, how did you bump upon this idea?
Okay, so the thing is, the pigments were actually lying in a corner of our office, okay? And they were actually used in automotive coatings. At a given point of time when I was trying to figure out, life was getting a little pretty not bad, but it was just, you know, uneasy.
One of those phases, yeah.
So I had to figure out a business that I could do by myself. And the more I started reading about pigments, the more I started researching, I started realizing that the endless applications there is to this, you know, product. And then it was just, you know, this, I know it might sound the wrong term, but they say, you know, you shouldn't get high on your own supply. But I was experimenting with colors. I would do swatches, and it was, it took me to a whole different level where I said, I think this year I found something that I like. I mean, growing up, I was passionate about creative, you know, arts. I mean, I wanted to always paint or draw, but I never really knew where exactly to put my feet in. And I think that's where, you know, when this came, I...
So again, you found your passion, right?
Yeah, it was my passion. The colors, you know, just... Right. Absolutely.
So you're focusing only on cars as of now?
No, I've got makeup people. I've got makeup artists, you know, who use them for shoots.
So you source these or you make these? How does it
happen? So I source them directly from the manufacturers. So yeah, these are not made. These are basically, pigments are, how do you say, they're proper minerals. So they are actually made.
So when you say like you can recreate any color under the sky, so how do you source them? How does that match?
So I've got about 4 to 5 supply manufacturers on board.
Okay.
So whenever anyone comes up to me and says, okay, you know, this is the shade I'm looking for, because, you know, there is a certain palettes by which we can compare and see how close we can recreate. And I've got about 700 colors in my catalog. So,
oh, that's brilliant.
You know, different shades of white, different shades. So just the mix, even these pigments by itself, when you mix them, they give you different outputs.
How old is Swirlcraft?
Swirlcraft is coming up on to 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, in this 3 years, which is the best shade that you got to curate or to supply that you remember?
There is a beautiful shade. It's from the Iridescent series. It's called Esca. It's...
Can you explain the color to us, the hue to us?
So the pigment actually shows 4 different tones in different angles.
Okay.
So you've got green, you've got gold, you've got purple, and you've got blue.
Was this on a car?
Yes.
Okay.
It was done on a bike, actually.
On a bike?
Yeah. Okay.
And did that person come up with this request?
No, it was just that... so what happens is when it comes to Dipstop, I mean, over there, we've done samples on speed shapes.
Okay.
So when people walk in, they see the different color options that is there in front of them, and they just happen to pick it up. So, yeah.
So this is one like that.
Yeah, that's one of the absolute beautiful colors I can think about, yeah. It's my favorite. The Iridescence series is my favorite.
Okay.
Because every pigment gives you 4 colors, based, you know, depending on the angle and the light refractions.
So, right. Yeah. So in my understanding, the next time you want to recreate your walls or redo your furniture or your car, or for that matter, I think the last on my list would be makeup. Even for that, I think we should think of Swirlcraft. That was a beautiful journey that you took us through, but... Tell us a little more about yourself. I know you pen a bit, you draw a bit, and you're a person who loves both a social and solitude life alike. How do you keep this balance?
Well, it initially wasn't balanced. I still think I'm yet to balance it.
Okay.
But it's the fine line, right? Where you decide that sometimes, you know, you give everything that you've got. That's where I am an extrovert. On one side, you give everything that you have to your friends and your family. And then sometimes you just need to step back and, you know, refill yourself. And that's where I like my solitude, as in I... so that's where I normally go to my other passion, which is I write and I do game. So...
Okay.
Yeah. So...
What genre of writing are you focusing on?
I really like anthropomorphism.
Okay.
It's something...
Why didn't you explain that for commoners?
It's basically trying to create, you know, or make animals and gods, you know, into human form, you know, as in...
What struck you about the golden retriever that you've written about?
You know, that's funny. Actually, it was always a sense of belonging that I wanted in a companion that never said anything back to me. It might sound weird. It's funny that I actually wrote about a dog, but I honestly, you know, my priorities always have been towards cats.
Cats, because, okay.
it's...
So you never had a dog?
No, that's the thing.
Okay.
When I just wrote based on what I've, you know, sensed from the pets that my friends and families have always had. But yeah, so...
All right. And something a little about your gaming passion?
Oh, gaming is just because... there are two things that I do, because for me, mental health or mental space is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I am a person who's had previous, you know, when you have history of panic attacks and anxiety attacks, I think it's very important that you save your mental space.
Mm-hmm.
As in, you have to be very careful about what is conscious. You have to be absolutely conscious about what you view, what you watch or what you consume during the day. And that's where... One was reading, because when you read, you travel, you know,
yeah.
You're traveling and
it's, very true.
Mm. It's beautiful. And the other side, when it comes to gaming, is might not sound nice, but I'm more into things like Hitman, Assassin's Creed and okay. Stuff like that. So it takes your mind off. That's what I essentially want, you know, to be able to be transported while sitting in your comfort is a big thing for me.
Right. Okay. How do you look at the future? What do you think future holds for you, Vinita? 5 years or 10 years down the line?
I'm a person who believes very much that I can alter my reality. So when you ask me what my future looks like, I know that there will be kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be family, and in between this, I will have my soulcraft going essentially in a very, I'm not saying like it's going to, you know, be the ultimate, but mm-hmm. It's going to be something that keeps me financially independent. And I see maybe hopefully by then I should have, you know, completed at least writing, even if not published, but at least writing a couple of, you know, stories, short stories. And then, yeah, I think that's my, I know it might sound very simple to do in 5 years, but I think you know, we underestimate
Definitely not. It's not too simple. All these goals are real great goals and a colorful palette indeed.
Yes.
Great. Thank you, Vinita, for joining us on the show and taking us through your journey of colors.
Yeah.
Now, that was a woman so passionate about colors, Vinita Vinod Kumar. Do wait for our next interesting, engaging and exciting next guest from 973 Show.